Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Black? All right, thank you. So, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm definitely voting.
All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age?
Well, why? You don't need to know all this now. What?
All right, no worries. So, could you please rate your level of motivation for voting this year in the presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
I'm always motivated to vote.
All right. So, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Have you been following it very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
So would that be a strong Democrat then?
Well, you take it any way you want to. I'm a Democrat. I don't vote Republican.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied, dissatisfied, very satisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
All right. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I didn't hear that question. What was it now?
Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, man, mine's about the same. Well, I'm retired.
All right. Thinking about issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two issues. So the list goes reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, border security, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, or making college more affordable and forgiving student debt?
You said I'm supposed to do what I said? Do what I said? What you just said?
So from the list I just read you, which of the two issues do you think are the most important ones facing the country as of right now that you think...
Oh, shit, all of them. You can take any two you want to.
Well, unfortunately, I can't do that. It does have to be up to you. So would you like me to read them again?
Yeah.
All right. So the list goes, reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, border security, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, creating more jobs and wages, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, or making college more affordable and forgiving student debt.
Crime and inflation.
I'm sorry, you said inflation and what else?
Crime.
Crime and inflation. All right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means you like them, and a 0 means you don't like them, and a 50 is neutral. So the first one is Kamala Harris.
100, I like her.
What about Democrats in Congress?
100.
Joe Biden?
100.
Tim Scott?
0.
Cornel West?
0.
Tammy Baldwin?
Who was that?
Tammy Baldwin? If you don't know her, it's totally fine.
Oh, she's from Midwest County. Yeah, she okay.
So, what rating would you give her?
What was my choice?
Well, you can give her any number between 0 to 100.
Oh, she gave it 100.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
Eric Husdy?
0.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
And Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
100. All right. Thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Independent Joe Sine, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. So if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Tammy Baldwin, Republican Eric Husdy, for whom would you vote for?
Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin. All right. Thank you. So have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Well, I tell you, it's on every channel.
All right. So have you heard, like, a lot? Have you heard some? Have you heard only a little? Or have you heard nothing at all?
I heard a lot. I heard every day.
All right. So from what you've, like, read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, has this made you more or less favorable towards them?
Favorable.
Much more or somewhat more favorable?
Much more.
All right. So from what you've read, seen, or heard, that makes you more feel more favorable towards Biden and his administration?
Everything.
Everything? Everything you've heard about
yeah.
him? All right. So
yeah.
would you like to specify what everything means?
Man, you asked me a lot of questions and you expect me just to pop off my head with all these questions, so I can't do it right now.
If you want to leave it like that, just everything, that's totally fine. All right. So now for the opposite, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing right now?
Negative.
So you've heard nothing at all?
What are my choices now?
Well, for this one, the options are if you've heard a lot about him, only heard some about him, only heard a little, or you've heard nothing at all?
A little.
A little? All right, thank you. So from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump, has this made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Much less favorable or much less unfavorable? Or somewhat less?
Much less.
All right. So would you mind sharing what you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Yeah.
All right. So could you share it?
What do you mean?
So for this question, it's just if you would like to share what is it that you've read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards voting for Donald Trump.
Oh, he's a racist. Yeah.
He's a racist. All right. He's a racist. All right, thank you. So now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the biggest, to the African-American community. And if you could tell me which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community as of right now. You can choose up to two options if you would like. And the list goes, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Supreme Court and Donald Trump.
Donald Trump and Supreme Court. All right, thank you. So, for each of the following issues, if you could please tell me whether you think Biden would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this issue. So the first one is protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
What was that now?
Who would be better at dealing? Right. Yes, who would be better at dealing with the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Biden, much better.
Implementing common sense gun reform that helps keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden.
Much better?
Yeah, much better.
Securing our borders.
Biden.
Much better?
Yeah, much better.
All right, thank you. So generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Man, his hands are tied in. There's a lot going on over there. He's doing a good job over there with it.
All right. So does this make you much more likely to support him or somewhat more likely to support him?
Much more.
Much more? All right. So as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up alleged affairs with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. So generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
It was fair.
Very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to them. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Like very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Every day.
All right. So, from which of the following social media sites do you receive most information from? Do you get it from, like, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or X?
What was that choice?
Yeah, so the choices are Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or some other?
Facebook.
Would it be just that one?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So what is the last year of school that you have completed?
I'm a high school graduate.
High school graduate. All right, thank you. What is your marital status?
Divorced.
Divorced. All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
They're not in my household, but I have some kids, yeah. They're not in my household.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as being very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal, very or somewhat?
Very.
Very liberal. All right, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Like twice a week or more, every week, once a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never? All right. So thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say it's nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I didn't hear that question.
Oh, thinking about your neighborhood, how many of them do you think are white? Like nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all?
It's mixed.
I'm sorry?
Probably less than half.
Less than half? All right, thank you. So how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Suburban?
Urban.
Urban? All right, thank you. So were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
All right. And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Do what?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Hell no.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.